Welcome to the FitPro Industry Podcast. Lisa and Lucia Crisali are the founders of Exercise and Nutrition Works Incorporated and the creators of the Certified Fitness Nutrition Specialist CEU Accredited Home Study Program. They are business coaches focused on helping personal trainers, coaches, health practitioners, and fitness industry experts monetize their nutrition knowledge with a proven system to convert prospects into high-paying clients. Create custom meal plans based on the individual and automate their business to add an additional $10,000 per month. To get a copy of their groundbreaking ebook, 7 Proven Steps to Fill Your Nutrition Practice, and the 7 Most Common Mistakes to Avoid that will work hand in hand with this podcast to help you transform your business, go to http://monetizeyournutritionknowledge.com. On the podcast, Lisa Crisali talks with industry experts, sharing insider secrets and cutting-edge programs that are working today. And now, here is your host, Lisa Crisali.
Welcome to the FitPro Industry Podcast, where we talk with leaders in the health, fitness, and wellness industry. I've been saving up this special interview for you because I'm very excited to introduce you to my husband, Lucio Crisali. And for those of you who don't know Lucio, let me tell you a little bit about his background. He brings more than 28 years of experience as a nutrition and fitness expert to our company, Exercise and Nutrition Works, Inc. He holds a bachelor's degree in food science and human nutrition and dietetics with a minor in kinesiology and exercise and sports sciences from the University of Florida, Gainesville. Lucio's credited with developing world-class custom nutrition programs for America's top CEOs, not-for-profit Latin health organizations, multi-million dollar health clubs, and enterprising fitness professionals. He's authored certifications in nutrition for the advancement of personal trainers, coaches, and health practitioners worldwide. His clients often thank him for, quote-unquote, demystifying nutrition and motivating them to achieve life-changing results. Now, in his background, after placing third in the 1990 Ironman bodybuilding competition, a national qualifying event, he decided to return to school and become a registered dietitian instead of pursuing a career as a competitive bodybuilder. He received his bachelor's degree at the University of Florida, and he also is a certified clinical hypnotherapist and a certified hemispheric integration and NLP master practitioner. Lucio's been coaching individuals on lifestyle enhancement for over 30 years. Now, as a clinical dietitian, he worked at Torrance Memorial Medical Center and Barlow Respiratory Hospital, where he worked closely with highly compromised patients in the burn unit, intensive care, orthopedic, and oncology units. After his tenure in the clinical field, Lucio went on to head the nutrition department for the sports club company at the Sports Club Irvine, one of the country's most exclusive health clubs. He is now committed to sharing his knowledge by creating business coaching and continuing education courses for fitness and wellness professionals and entrepreneurs. So, Lucio, are you here?
I am right here. Thank you so much for having me today.
After all that, I got to spit all that out there. But obviously, I want to share with our listeners today really more of your story, your background, and how you got to this place where you are now. And so if you could kind of go back a little ways in time and share with them about what inspired you to really get into this industry?
Well, initially, I grew up in Texas, in a little border town in Texas. And in one of my summer vacations, one of my buddies goes, "Hey, do you want to go to work with us over the summer?" And I was like, "Well, what do you guys do?" Well, they owned an oil rig. So I went and I started helping them in their oil rig. And I was so beat tired when I got home, I was just trashed because it's really, really hard work. Well, I found out that after working there for like 3 weeks, I made like $3,000. This is back in 1980s, right? So I was like, oh my God, this is what I want to do for a living. So my first degree was in petroleum technology. So I got a degree in petroleum technology, and then I moved to Los Angeles in 1988 to work in the oil fields because the LA Basin is one of the biggest basins that we have, and it was a great opportunity for that. Unfortunately, unknown to me, in 1988, the oil business went bankrupt pretty much. And because of the heavy equipment that you use and wrenches and so on, you have to be in pretty good physical shape. So I went to a health club to sign up so I could stay in shape. And the guy signing me up, I remember him to this day. We became good friends afterwards. So I had all the paperwork filled out and he goes, "So do you have a job?" I said, "No." He goes, "Well, this is a 2-year contract. You're signing up a contract to make a payment on a membership. And if you don't have a job, you can't qualify. So I said, okay, are you guys hiring? He said, yes. So I got hired as a personal trainer. This is back in the 88 when, you know, pretty much anybody could do it. So I ended up getting certified. I got the certification. I got taught by the company. They actually trained me. And pretty soon, within weeks, I moved forward in the company and I was doing sales. And then when they learned that I was bilingual, I started running the clubs. And then I was assistant manager and then a manager. And so I moved on through the field. And if you guys, most of you are in the fitness industry, if you've ever used a Smith machine, well, I used to work for a guy called Rudy Smith, who's the guy that came up with those machines. He's the guy that developed that. And he had started a chain of health clubs called Holiday Spa Health Clubs, which he later sold to Bally's, and then he moved to Las Vegas and opened the LVAC. So he's really a giant in our industry. So that's how I got into the health and fitness, if you will, industry. And while I was working there, I got into bodybuilding, and I was the hardest working guy in the gym. So you may kind of associate with that. And I wasn't getting the results my other buddies were getting. So I talked to the manager at the time. I remember Johnny. And he was like, oh, you have to go see this doctor friend of mine. I was like, no, I don't want to go and do a whole bunch of drugs. What's the story? He goes, oh, no, he has a dietitian on staff, and he'll teach you how to eat. And I was like, I know how to eat. What do you mean? So anyways, I took his advice. I went to see the dietitian, and they put me in a nutrition program. And within weeks, I was seeing strength gains and size gains. And I was like, wow, that was the missing piece. Because you could work out really, really hard, and if you don't have the fuel in your body to get the results you want, you weren't able to. So long story short, I'm not going to stretch this out anymore. I got into bodybuilding competitions, and after finding out about the politics, you may say, of bodybuilding, and the things you had to do to be able to win, I figured I wanted to pursue more of a health-based program for myself. So I decided to go back to school, and I moved to Gainesville, Florida, and I got a degree in food science, human nutrition, exercise kinesiology, and exercise sports sciences. When I finished my degree, I moved back to California, and I started working as a dietitian at Torrance Memorial Medical Center. I did a two-year internship, and then I became one of their dietitians. And so that's kind of the whole how I got into the health and fitness portion. Now, the other thing that you mentioned in my rather lengthy bio is NLP, or neuro-linguistic programming, and hemispheric integration. So I had one of my buddies who actually used to be one of my employees at the Holiday Spa Health Club. And when I moved back to LA, we kind of reconnected. We were hanging out. And he was telling me, oh, you really need to go to this, you know, this Tony Robbins event. And I was like, it's a seminar. And I was working from 6 in the morning to 9 o'clock at night. And I was like, I don't want to go to a seminar. And then 10 minutes later, he goes, it's like a rock and roll show. And I was like, okay, I like rock and roll. Let's go. And the reason I went there was because I was sharing with him that I would tell my patients that came in for counseling the same thing, and some of them got great results, and others came back with a second heart attack, third heart attack, blood glucose levels at 600, 800, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And he says, well, you can't tell the same thing to everybody. So this stuff called NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, gives you the owner's manual to your client's brain so you can decide how they make decisions and how you can motivate them adequately or more appropriately based on what works for them. And that's why I got interested in taking the neurolinguistic programming and so on. And being that I worked for Torrance Memorial Medical Center, and part of my rounds were the oncology ward. Oncology is where all the cancer patients are, which is really difficult on the patients, but you can imagine how difficult it is on the nurses as well. So I started using that NLP to make them feel better and to have a brighter outlook in life. And that was really what juiced me, was to get people to change their state. So if they were depressed and down, how to make them happy, and then how to get them the right information so they can make the right choices to improve their lives.
Great. Wow. Okay. So you actually answered a few of my questions there already. So you kind of beat me to the punch. But is there a particular area that you enjoy the most in what you're doing today?
What I'm doing today is I'm training other health and fitness practitioners and people in the medical area, be it a medical doctor or nurse, on how to create custom nutrition plans so that their clients can get the best results in the shortest time. Okay. And that's what I enjoy. That's like what I did when I went back to work in the health and fitness industry. I was working for, as you mentioned, the Sports Club Irvine. Mm-hmm. And one thing that really irritated me was the one-size-fits-all mentality, the 40-30-30, 60-20-20, or cramming your clients into the box of being an endomorph, ectomorph, or mesomorph. And that's the stuff that really irks me, because there is no one-size-fits-all anything. So what I really enjoy is, and I knew that I couldn't reach everybody, so I created a program so that we could reach more people and get the right information out there.
So maybe this leads into the next thing, because I was going to ask you about some of the most common mistakes that you see happening. So is that kind of that fitting one size fits all kind of thing?
Yeah, and the reason for that is when I was in school, I did a lot of clinical study. So people may not be aware of this, but when somebody says, hey, you have to follow 40-30-30, which is quote-unquote the zone diet, or if your client is an ectomorph, endomorph, or mesomorph, these are the percentages of carbohydrates, protein, and fat that they need. Well, those are derived from what we call a clinical study, where you get a number of people, and you feed them a certain diet, and you see who gets results, who doesn't, based on the different types of diets that you have. You typically have a control group and a test group and so on. But what people don't realize is that those clinical studies are skewed based on who the participants were. So, for example, when I was at the University of Florida, if we were doing a study in the College of Health and Human Performance, mm-hmm. and it was a free study, in other words, we didn't pay the participants, the people that showed up tend to be the athletes that wanted to improve their sport or right. their physical fitness. If we paid for that study, typically the type of guys that we would get would be the partiers that wanted to make an extra buck or two so that in the weekend they could go buy beer or go get high or whatever it is that college students do these days, uh-huh. right? So just the group of people that the participants and the study themselves can skew the results. And not only that, when they actually do the result, what happens is there's something called a bell curve. Okay. So out of 100 participants, let's say, just to make the numbers easy, when you create a bell curve, it's the people in the middle of that study or the ones that get all the results are about 62 to 64% of the participants. If we shrink the numbers down to 10 instead of 100, that means that 6 out of 10 people get results and 4 out of 10 people don't get results with those recommendations. So the ones that don't get results are called the outliers, the ones that are outside of that bell curve. So if you beat your client over the head with a 40-30-30 recommendation or 60-20-20 or any other one-size-fits-all recommendation that has been based on that 62%, if they happen to be the outliers, they're never going to get results.
So I take it that you have a solution to that problem.
Well, yeah, solution would be to create a clinical study on each one of your clients so that it's, you know, it's like if you go to a tailor, they're going to measure you to create a suit that is tailor-made or custom-made.
Right.
They're not going to take somebody else's suit and chop it down and see how it fits.
Right. Right. So instead of doing a clinical study on every single client, how do you solve that problem?
Well, that's one of the things that we did. We created our certified fitness nutrition specialist course, which teaches you how to create a custom nutrition plan. So we do start with a sliding scale on how much protein a client needs based on their kilograms of lean body mass and the duration, frequency, and intensity of exercise or lack thereof. Because if you just work with people who are into fitness and exercise, you're leaving off a huge percentage of the population.
Right.
So why not work with the people who may be overweight that are not willing to exercise, get them in enough good of a shape where then they won't feel self-conscious about going into the gym. So not only does this help you help the people that are already working out, but it helps you reach a completely new demographic area that of people who may not be going to your gym. Again, we teach you how to determine the amount of protein somebody needs based on their kilograms of lean body mass, duration, frequency, intensity of exercise, or lack thereof. And there's also a sliding scale for how many grams of carbs they need either for a pound of body weight or a pound of lean body mass, depending on their body fat percentage. And that's just the initial assessment where you create the meal plan for them. And then you meet with your client on a weekly basis and you measure their lean body mass. You measure their body fat percentage using calipers, not the in-body machine or any of those bioelectrical impedance machines. And I can go on and on why. But those are based on your hydration status, which if you live in the desert like I do, you can't really maintain your hydration status throughout, so you don't get that. But anyways, when you measure their lean body mass on a weekly basis, you look for four things. Are they gaining and maintaining muscle and dropping body fat? If the answer is yes, the meal plan is perfect. You keep with it on, you know, to the next week. The second thing that may happen is, are they gaining muscle? They may be gaining muscle and gaining fat. Well, if that is the case, it typically means that they're overeating. The inexperienced certified fitness nutrition specialist or even dietitian may immediately go to their meal plan and start tweaking it, as opposed to asking the client, how closely are you following the meal plan on a scale of 1 to 10? If they're following it a 7 or lower, there's nothing wrong with the plan. The client's just not following it close enough to get results. If they say, I'm following it 10 out of 10, I found out over years of counseling clients that I'll say, well, great, Mr. or Mrs. Klein, you're following it on a scale of 1 to 10 and a 10. That means you're eating exactly everything I tell you on the plan. He goes, yes. So the next question is, well, what else are you eating in addition to the plan? And that's where you may uncover that they're eating the crust from the pizza from their kids every Wednesday night pizza party or whatever it is. I had a client that was doing that. So again, if they're maintaining or gaining muscle and dropping fat, meal plan's perfect. If they're gaining muscle and gaining fat, they're overeating, and you want to find out if they're eating something in addition to the plan. Now, if they're losing muscle and gaining fat, that usually means that they're not eating enough or skipping meals. And then the fourth possibility is that they're losing muscle and losing fat. And typically when that happens is that they're not getting enough protein. Now, I'm in my 50s now, and I found out that after your 30s, we don't really have the enzymatic action that we used to have in our teens and 20s. So people may be eating enough protein, but they may not be able to digest, absorb, and utilize that protein. So if I'm giving, in the past, if somebody wasn't gaining muscle, we just give them more protein. Well, if I'm giving a client 150 grams of protein a day and they're only able to digest, absorb, and utilize 100, if I give them 200, that's not going to change it. They're still going to be able to absorb, utilize 100. So what we've done is we start introducing digestive enzymes that make sure that the protein that they're eating is being digested, absorbed, and utilized. And then if they're not getting the results, then we can increase the protein. So again, if they're losing muscle and losing fat, it typically means that they're either not getting enough protein or not able to digest and absorb it, or that they're doing cardiovascular exercise at too high of an intensity, or that they have too much stress in their life, or a combination of all three. And recently, high-intensity interval exercise has become very, very popular, which is great. But if that's all you do all the time and your intensity is way high, then you end up breaking down muscle tissue and not so much fat.
Okay, so without revealing any names, if you could share with the listeners a story about one of your clients that has implemented your system, what was their situation before, and what did they want to accomplish, like how they've implemented into their business based upon all this information you just shared.
Well, we have one client who is also kind of reminds me of a younger version of me. He was he was also a wannabe pro bodybuilder. And just like me, he was bouncing. He was a bouncer to make extra money. And he had taken my course, my certified fitness nutrition specialist course, and kind of used it off and on and wasn't really pursuing it. And to make extra money, instead of concentrating and doing more nutrition counseling, he went and got a job as a bouncer. Well, one night he refused entry to a group of guys that were underage. And one of them came back with a knife and stabbed him in the chest. And at that moment, when his life kind of flashed past his eyes, he realized that, well, number one, the thickness of the muscle he had saved his life because the knife wasn't able to penetrate fully because of how well-developed he was. And then he quickly realized that he needed to do something else other than that. So he pulled out our materials and started studying again. And then he ended up coming to one of our three-day events, and we ended up working with him. And long story short, he was only making about $25,000 to $30,000 a year. And the year he worked with us, he was able to break $100,000. And then the second year, now he's, I believe, able to double that. So that's some of the results that we had with people that are able to be coachable and follow instructions. The challenge with this industry is that many of us, myself included, feel that we know it all. And those who think they know it all really upset those of us who do know it all. No, I'm just kidding. So it tends to be sometimes when people have the attitude of my mind is made up, don't confuse me with the facts. So what I'd like to share is that to be able to open up your mind and see what other people have to offer and try it on for size. And then once you tried it and if it doesn't work, say, okay, I tried that, it didn't work. Let me cross it off the list and do something else, which kind of reminds me of one of the clients I had when I was still seeing clients one-on-one. She come to me and said, well, my friend is on the cabbage soup diet and she dropped 6 pounds. And then the next week she goes, oh, my friend isn't Jenny Craig and she dropped this. Then my friend is, and I was like, oh, listen, pick one diet, one meal plan, follow it for a month, not a day or a week, follow for a whole month. And if it doesn't give you results you want, cross that one out, go to the next one. But you have to stick with it for at least a month. So that's what I offer also people in the health and fitness industry is we already have our mindset on what we like, what we believe, what we don't believe. Let's be open to other things and try them out and see how they work. And then if they don't work for you, that's perfectly okay. Cross that one off the list and go to the next one. And for me, what I've seen over years work is custom nutrition plans. And I've never really seen a one-size-fits-all approach work for anybody. We've even had bodybuilding and figure competitors that would come to my office, and we had like 17 different girls come at a different time, And they all had back then a photocopied page of the same diet that they were all eating the same thing, which boggled my mind because how could everybody be on the same meal plan when you had one that was like 6 feet tall, another one that's 5 feet tall, and completely different training regimens. And so it just doesn't work that way.
So what are you seeing are some of the biggest challenges in the industry right now?
Some of the biggest challenges in the industry, in my opinion, is a lot of misinformation.
Yep.
There's a lot of what they call bro science. And with YouTube and with all these new technological ways of disseminating misinformation, more and more erroneous information is getting out there. And that's, again, why when I created a nutrition program, I based everything based on clinical studies that I knew, that I read, and that I'd gotten people results. Like, there's a myth out there, for example, that everybody says that caffeine dehydrates you. Well, they did a study where they put, I think it was 40 people on it, and they noticed there's three groups: people that never drank caffeine, people that drank caffeine regularly, and then people that got a placebo. So the people that never drank caffeine were slightly dehydrated. The ones that drank caffeine on a regular basis were not dehydrated after drinking a certain amount of caffeine for a certain period of time. And the ones that got a placebo, of course, got nothing, so they remained the same. So the study showed that caffeine does not dehydrate you unless you're somebody who is not a typical or regular caffeine user. So most people still believe to this day that if they drink coffee, it dehydrates them. Now, there's many other reasons to avoid caffeine. Like, some people get jittery, so they should avoid it. Some women get cysts on their breast, so they should avoid caffeine as well. So, again, there's different reasons for that. And the clicking sound that we hear is my dog walking away from my office, and he just shook his ears. So, in case you're wondering.
Okay.
And he's not on any caffeine.
No, he's not. So this is another kind of flashback, okay? Going back, what do you wish you knew when you started in the industry that you know now?
Wow, what I wish I knew when I started in the industry is how valuable technology would become.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I remember working with a certifying company. I started as part of their head of nutrition department. And back then, this company was still, for people who were getting certified in personal training, was still shipping them a big old thick manual. And that was like the majority of the cost of the program. It was so expensive to ship it. So I said, well, why don't we turn the manual into a PDF and then burn it to a CD, and then that you can ship in media mail on a regular envelope. And so it saved that company hundreds of thousands of dollars in the first year. So now we do everything online, so you don't even need to print anything. So the end user can print stuff if they want to, but typically you don't have those overhead costs. Which, it also, imagine after we send hundreds of manuals out, if we had new information, how do you put that in the manual that somebody's sitting in somebody's shelf? But online, with online programs, you can improve and update information regularly, and the minute you do it, everybody has it. So technology is definitely the way to go.
Awesome. Okay, so we now get into my favorite part. And I love, as many of you listeners know, I love this section of the interview because I'm developing an amazing library here. And so I always love to ask the interviewee. Most business owners, obviously, reading is a key component of helping them get to where they are. And so my question is, what are the three best books that you've ever read that have had the most impact on you, either personally and or professionally?
As far as professionally, again, I'm a science geek, so I like all the data. I like all the information. And when I was in the University of Florida, one of my favorite professors was Dr. Scott Powers. And the book that I read from him, which was Exercise Physiology, and also the adaptations of hormonal adaptations to exercise, is where I based a lot of my recommendations for sports nutrition and also for non-sports nutrition for people who just want to gain or lose weight or whatever. So that book, Exercise, it was Exercise Physiology by Dr. Scott Powers, okay, made a huge impact on my life because that's what I used to create most of my nutrition certification, and it has a lot of the background information comes from that. And as far as, what was the other one, personally? With the information I got from my degree and from Dr. Powers and so on, you have that knowledge, but then the challenge becomes, how do you impart that knowledge into your clients or into your students? And in order for that, that's how I got involved in that neurolinguistic programming, NLP, and hemispheric integration, which looks at the two different hemispheres of your brain and how people make decisions and so on. So there's a book called Influence by Robert Cialdini. And that book's a really fun book to read. and it teaches you how the world is influenced or how influencers manipulate the world. So it's a good way to learn it so that you're not manipulated, and it's also a good way to use it in a positive way. And then the other book is Richard Bandler. Richard Bandler and John Grinder were the developers of that technology called neurolinguistic programming, or NLP, which is what Tony Robbins uses to this day to motivate his clients and his audiences. And the book that Richard Bandler wrote that I really liked is called Using Your Brain for a Change. Hmm. Now, he's got a number of different books, but Using Your Brain for a Change is really cool. And then The Structure of Magic 1 and The Structure of Magic 2. So again,
those are both by Bandler?
Those are all three of them by Matt Bandler.
Okay.
So it's Using Your Brain for a Change, and then The Structure of Magic 1 and The Structure of Magic 2. They're all Richard Bandler.
Got it.
Great. So as a recap, I like the clinical studies and the stuff I learned in the university because that gives you the basis of how things work. And then the NLP, because that helps you be more proficient at getting your point across and getting your clients to actually take action. So for example, in NLP, we think one of the things NLP teaches is that we think in pictures. So if you're a personal trainer and you tell your client, I don't want you to arch your back, the client has to see a picture of themselves arching their back and then say, don't do this. Well, by then it's too late because they're already arching their back. So instead, if you say, what I want you to do is to keep your back this way, and you show them how you want them to do that, then they have to see a picture or an image of themselves doing it that way, and they're more likely to do it that way. If I tell you, whatever you do, don't think of a purple elephant or a pink elephant with purple tennis shoes, you're seeing a picture of a pink elephant with purple tennis shoes. So when you tell your client, I don't want you to eat donuts, they have to see a picture of a donut and cross it out, say, don't eat this. By then, it's too late because they want it. So instead, you say, well, what I'd like you to do is eat X, Y, Z, or whatever it is that you want them to do.
Cool. So for our listeners who are interested in learning more about how to incorporate NLP into their business, into their fitness practice, into working with clients, or perhaps working with you at a deeper level, who would be an ideal client for you, and what would be the next steps for them to learn how to work with you?
Well, ideal client for me would be somebody in the health and fitness industry. So if you're a personal trainer, if you own a gym and you have several personal trainers, our program shows you how to generate an additional $10,000 a month per personal trainer who's certified in our nutrition program at your club or studio. We've had great success with people who own supplement stores. Typically, if somebody owns a supplement store, a guy or girl will go in there, buy a tub of protein. They won't come back until the protein's gone. Or if they're just getting started, that protein or whatever they buy will sit on top of the refrigerator, probably never be used and be thrown away. So instead, we show them how to put them on a nutrition program that teaches them the right foods to eat and how to incorporate the supplements that they purchase so that they get better results, has them come back into the supplement store on a weekly basis to get measured, to get additional coaching and counseling so that they're more motivated and they're held accountable, that accountability factor, and then they're more likely to get results, they're more likely to buy more products, and they're more likely to refer more clients. And NLP has been used for anything from smoke cessation to dealing with phobias, which I can help people if they have a phobia of flying or whatever it is. But there's so much out there in NLP that what I did is I took all the NLP principles that were useful in our industry and I distilled them down and I show you how to apply them in this field for your clients. So our nutrition certification doesn't just teach you the nutrition certification portion on how to create a custom nutrition plan. It also gives you an introduction to NLP and the stuff you'll need to use that NLP in this field. And then also shows you how to monetize your nutrition knowledge. So to get a hold of all that we have to offer, they can go to www.monetizeyournutritionknowledge.com.
And to get certified?
And to get certified, yeah. They can go to the nutritioncertification.com. So our monetizeyournutritionknowledge.com incorporates our nutrition certification, some software, and a 3-day live event. And the nutritioncertification.com is mostly just our nutrition certification.
Got it. Great. So again, you guys, for those of you listening in, we're just wrapping up here. Again, if you'd like to learn more about how do you incorporate this piece into your business, how to get certified in nutrition, you have a couple options, nutritioncertification.com to add a certification. However, again, adding it all in and learning really how to implement and create, not only create a business, but implement this in your existing business is the best package deal, right? At www. www.monetizeyournutritionknowledge.com.
One of the quick things I wanted to say is our monetizeyournutritionknowledge.com is done twice a year. So if you sign up for it now and you can't make the first one, you have a whole year to be able to come to the next event.
Right. So that means you can start on the everything that help you get access to everything immediately.
Right away.
Right. So you get the nutrition certification immediately. You get use of the software and then you can attend either the next event or the following event. Fantastic. So I just want to thank you, Lucho, for taking time out today. I literally getting this block of time out of his schedule to be able to do this interview has been the biggest challenge. So I'm really excited that we were able to share all of this information with you today. And we look forward to hopefully seeing you in Las Vegas at our next live MonetizeYourNutritionKnowledge.com event.
Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to seeing you guys as well.
Awesome. Have a great day.
Thanks.